Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year, Genesis to Revelation in 365 Lessons. My name is Shane, and this is Lesson 95, 2 Kings 11:1. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she proceeded to destroy the whole royal family. Queen Athaliah led the southern kingdom of Judah from 841 to 835 BC. She was one of the wickedest rulers to ever take the throne. Athaliah was the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, from whom she learned to worship Baal. She married Jehoram, king of Judah, to strengthen ties between the northern and southern kingdoms. Jehoram died when he was 40 years old and was succeeded by their son Ahaziah. He ruled just a year before he was captured and put to death. This was Athaliah's opportunity to seize power, which she did by killing her grandchildren so they could not challenge her claim to the throne. This was more than raw ambition. It was a demonic assault on God's plan for Messiah to come from the line of David. Athaliah's attack on the royal family was an attack on God's plan of salvation, even if she did not know it. 2 Kings 11:2. But Jehoshaphat, the daughter of King Jehoram and sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the royal princes who were about to be murdered. Joash was an important child because he was the son of Ahaziah, the previous king, and therefore a descendant of King David. Jehoshaphat acted courageously and was probably encouraged by her husband Jehoiada. He was an influential priest who knew the importance of having a descendant of David on the throne. Athaliah's massacre of the heirs to David's throne reminds us of Herod's massacre of Bethlehem's children to eliminate Jesus Christ. In both cases, God intervened to preserve his future king. There is no plan that can succeed against the Lord, says Proverbs. Many have tried, all have failed. 2 Kings 11:3. Joash remained hidden with his nurse at the temple of the Lord for 6 years while Athaliah ruled the land. Athaliah was queen of Judah for 6 years while little Joash grew. Then, at just the right time, Jehoiada arranged for the young boy to be crowned king. Joash was surrounded by guards and brought in front of the temple. In the presence of many witnesses, Jehoiada put a crown on the young man's head. The people clapped their hands and shouted, "Long live the king!" When Athaliah heard the commotion, she went to investigate. Then Athaliah tore her robes and called out, "Treason! Treason!" Jehoiada ordered her execution at once. She was removed from the temple grounds and put to death. 2 Kings 11:17. Jehoiada then made a covenant between the Lord and the king and the people that they would be the Lord's people. All the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They smashed the altars and idols to pieces and killed Matan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. As Jehu defeated Baal worship in Israel, the northern kingdom, so Jehoiada defeated it in Judah, the southern kingdom. Jehoiada's faithfulness kept Judah from turning away from God completely. Through his courageous work, the worship of God was reestablished and idolatry was restrained. Jehoiada's contribution was so great that he was buried with the kings in the city of David because of the good he had done in Israel for God and his temple. Sadly, King Joash was faithful to God only as long as Jehoiada lived. When his godly uncle died, Joash turned to idols. This proved disastrous for Joash and the nation. From Joash we learn that every religious advantage is no guarantee of faithfulness. The apostasy of Joash got the attention of Jehoiada's son Zechariah. He preached to the people saying, "This is what God says, why do you disobey the Lord's commands? You will not prosper. Because you have forsaken the Lord, he has forsaken you." But Joash did not like this preaching, so he ordered the execution of Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada. Wicked Joash killed the son of the man who saved him as a baby and made him king. As Zechariah lay dying, he said to Joash, "May the Lord see this and call you to account." Joash was murdered within a year. This story has many twists and turns, heroes, villains, and lessons. The battle against evil is never won in this age, only fought. but the day is coming when Christ will put all his enemies under his feet. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, wrote John. Thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year. We want everyone in the world to have a Bible and to learn the Bible. For more information, click on the donate page. And thanks for listening to Learn the Bible in a Year.